The Romani language is dying out in the Czech Republic, but not as rapidly as some had feared, suggests a survey conducted by linguists at Prague's Charles University. The results of the first study of its kind in this country suggest that around 30% of the Czech Republic's Roma minority are fluent Romani speakers. Earlier today, I met one of the survey's authors, Helena Sadilkova, and asked her first whether the Romani spoken in the Czech Republic varied from that spoken elsewhere in Europe.
There are different dialects of Romani. And the dialects depend on the different sub-ethnic group of the people who speak the language, which means you cannot really compare Romani in a certain state to a Romani in another state, because the groups might be a bit similar to each other. But if you ask about the Romani that is spoken in the Czech Republic, linguistically, the most spoken dialect is the so-called Slovak Romani or North Central dialect of Romani, whereas in Romania, I guess it would be Vlach Romani, which is very different from the major dialect that is spoken here.
And the study that you have been conducting here at Charles University has been focusing on the aforementioned Slovak Czech Romani, I take it?
Well, it was actually focused on the different dialects of Romani that are spoken in the Czech Republic, which means the North Central dialect, then there are speakers of the Vlach dialect. Actually, the Vlach dialect is supposed to be the most lively, most commonly used, still used as a maternal language. And then there are other different sub-ethnic groups, like the so-called Hungarian or South Central Romani, and other dialects. So we weren't actually focusing on one dialect, but on the group of the Roma living in the Czech Republic as a minority, basically.
And what were your findings? That Romani in the Czech Republic is dying out?
What we found out is that we did the research among the group of 1,000 children of school age, basically across the whole of the Czech Republic. We had different samples in different cities, but mostly it was concentrated on the Bohemian part. And out from this 1,000 children, one-third are fluent speakers of Romani, and we can suppose that Romani is commonly used in their background. One-third would be children who do not know Romani at all or know just certain words. And then one-third is this in-between, so to say. There are different ways of interpreting it. From the point of view that we had about 30, 40 years of very strict assimilation policy during the communist regime, it is actually good news. On the other hand, if you take the language as it is and if you take other conditions that line into the situation, the picture is not so well looking, or maybe we can say even grim.
Is Romani at all a written language? I mean, is there any sort of body of literature that would, you know, that could be taught in Czech schools, say, in the Romani language?
If we talk about the Czech Republic, Romani has been used in the written form since 1960s. And there is actually literature written in Romani. But Romani is also used in some of the newspapers, even though often symbolically. This might be also somehow taken into the class, but there basically is literature written in Romani, and there are still writers who write in Romani.
Helena Sadilkova from Charles University, whom I'm